brought to you by the new Bose A20 Aviation Headset. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
This is Mary Grady for AvWeb reporting from AirVenture 2010. I'm talking with Paul Glenshaw, who's a filmmaker, and Andrew King, who's a pilot. And the two of them collaborated on a really nice movie called Barnstorming about the effect that a pilot can have on a community. So, Paul, can you tell us a little bit about this film and how it came to be?
The film came to be when Andrew spoke to my partner on the project, the director of the film, Brian Reichardt, and I, about this really neat trip that he did every summer. We were all three of us working together on a project for the College Park Aviation Museum, shooting some video for an exhibit. And Andrew kept saying, I do this neat trip out to a farm every year, and the whole town comes out, and somebody ought to shoot it. And so one year we just decided to go out and shoot it. And that's how it started. The film, anyway.
Okay, and Andrew, how did this start from your point of view?
Well, me and my friends have all watched The Great Waldo Pepper too many times. And if you're familiar with that, with Robert Redford and a barnstorming pilot in the 1920s. And so that's kind of our fantasy life. And we manage to make it real a little bit sometimes. So if we're flying around over the Midwest and where it's nice and flat and giant fields and you know, you get away from the towns and there's nothing out there but cornfields and hayfields and wheat fields and alfalfa fields and things. And if we see a really nice wheat field or alfalfa field, we'll go down sometimes and land in it just to play Barnstormer. And we were going back from Oshkosh. In fact, it was 1999 the first time, and flying, we had three Pete and Paul air campers. We'd had at Oshkosh for the 70th anniversary of the Pete and Paul air camper. It was a big celebration here at Oshkosh, and we were on our way back to Dayton to drop one of them off, the one that I was flying, which was an original 1935 Pete and Paul air camper. And I saw this nice-looking alfalfa field, and there was a hay wagon or something parked in it, and I thought it would make a nice photo opportunity. And so I went down, and my friend Frank Pavliga circled down after me, and we landed in this alfalfa field and rolled up next to this hay wagon and started taking pictures. And the farmer came out, and we started talking to him, and seemed to be pretty friendly. And he said, oh, you guys should come back next year, and we'll do a little cookout for you. And that's, I said, don't say that unless you mean it, because we'll come back for free food. And that's kind of my usual story of the whole thing. And so it's been the 12th. This year we were back a couple of weeks ago. It's the 12th time we've been back there. And this year we had about 200 people, and they had a sand volleyball for the kids and a bonfire. And we'd kind of do a little show for them with toilet paper cutting and flower bombing and balloon busting, kind of 1920s kind of air show things.
Wow, so it definitely introduced aviation to a whole new bunch of people who maybe weren't so familiar with it. And do you take them up for rides, too?
Oh, yeah, we always take rides, and especially the kids, but everybody gets rides. In fact, there's one fellow who lives down the street about a half mile from the farm, finally went for his first small airplane ride this year. He's 93 years old, and Warren, and for 10 years we've been trying to get him to go for an airplane ride, and finally this year he went up in one of the biplanes. But his grandson, after seeing our airplanes, decided he wanted to learn to fly and is now in the Air Force. So at least one person has learned to fly thanks to our efforts, and there's several others that we think are probably going to learn to fly, some of the kids.
Okay, and that's not even counting all the people who have seen Paul's movie. So, Paul, when you got involved, how long did it take you to make the film, and then, you know, what did you do with it after that? How's it been distributed?
It's been a very interesting process, and sort of a filmmaking parallel to how the whole event came together. It was very almost spontaneous. Andrew had been bugging us for a couple of years, but literally it was a spontaneous decision on the part of Brian and myself to throw the stuff in the car and head out and just go shoot. And instead of meticulously planning the project as we often do, we just shot it completely raw. And hoping that it would be a neat place and neat people and we'd get some good visual stuff, and we couldn't believe what we saw. We couldn't have made any of it up. And in fact, every time I screen the film, the first thing I say to people is, everything you're going to see is real. We didn't make any of it up. So when we came back the first year and looked at the footage, it was clear that there was a real story there, and there was something really special. But the trouble for us was how to make a story out of it. There's normally in a story you have a conflict that needs to be resolved, and even in a documentary there's characters who change over the course of the story. And in this case we had happy people at the beginning and happy people at the end, and how do you sustain interest in that? And we tried a bunch of different things, trying to, you know, sort of more traditional documentary storytelling techniques, and eventually just decided to let the story just be what it is. And so we went back the second year in 2007 and shot some things that we knew we had missed, and then we went back in 2008, shot the interviews, finished it in 2009, and premiered it here at AirVenture last year. And it's been a full year since then to where we are at the point where it looks like it's going to be distributed with PBS this fall.
Oh, that's great. So you wouldn't have any idea at this point what, you know, time or the date or anything like that?
At this stage, no. We're working with American Public Television, and it has been offered to their members. And so we're looking forward to finding out who's picked it up and when it's going to be put on the air. But certainly we've had an outstanding reception since last year. If Facebook is any guide, we've got fans all over the world, and people who have told us that they've been giving it to their non-flying friends as a way of showing them what flying can really be, as people who said it's the best present they ever gave other folks, you know. And in fact, Andrew, you had somebody said they watched it twice a week or something.
Yeah.
So we didn't set out to make a feel-good movie, but that's certainly what's happened, and it's been very gratifying. Certainly this year at Oshkosh, I've had as many people coming new to the film as coming back and saying, you know, how much it really meant something to them.
That's great. So the film is available on DVD, is that right?
It certainly is. It's available here at AirVenture in the warehouse store. It's also available on our website, barnstormingmovie.com. And, yeah, you can get that. We also have the soundtrack available and other items as well.
So, Paul, do you have any other aviation projects in the works right now?
As a matter of fact, I do. I'm working, have been working for several years on what may be, in fact, the very first aviation documentary. Footage that's over 100 years old, shot of the Wright brothers flying at Fort Myer, Virginia in 1909. There's footage that's been at the National Archives for many, many years. But it was really worse than a bad montage. It was very jumbled up footage, and I unedited it and put it in the sequence that it was originally shot. And what it reveals is quite extraordinary. And at this stage, it's a narrated live presentation, but we're hoping to turn that into a film that really shows, actually one gets to see Orville Wright learn how to fly an airplane. The first military airplane. He'd never flown it before when the camera started rolling. And it's quite an extraordinary thing. And I was fortunate enough to present it at the National Air and Space Museum last fall.
Well, that sounds great. We look forward to seeing that sometime here at Oshkosh.
I very much hope to bring it here. Absolutely.
Thank you very much for your time. Again, this was Paul Glenshaw and Andrew King, both involved in the film Barnstorming, which you can find via DVD online at barnstormingmovie.com. And thanks a lot, Paul. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.